Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
Have faith in God. What does that really mean to you? To have faith in God, this God who we cannot see through natural eyes, we cannot experience on the external. To have faith in God. How many times we've heard it from the pulpits and from the mouths of soothsayers and sages of the ages that we need to have faith in God. And we feel shaken on the inside because we examine ourselves and we think, or ask ourselves the questions, do I really have faith in God? Or am I just a wanderer in life and wondering, what am I here for? And does God even care whether or not I have faith? Today, we want to talk about faith, the old and the new. Is there something in biblical doctrine that will be that will allow us to take a leap into the unknown and explore this faith that was used by so many of the prophets and the sages and the teachers of the ancient? Can we still walk in those places today, or is it something that has passed away? Let's take a closer look through the eyes of the Spirit to see if we can really have faith in God. In the book of Mark, chapter 11, Jesus has just returned from a journey, and on his way to the city, he went to eat from a fig tree, and there was no fruit on the tree. And Jesus cursed the tree and said, you can't feed me, so nobody is going to eat from you forever. Well, the disciples heard these words, but you know, it really didn't mean a lot to them. They just heard these words. But on the way back from the city, they noticed that the tree that Jesus spoke to had withered, dried up, it had died. There was no more fruit or ability for it to give fruit because it had dried up from the roots. And Peter remembered that the master had spoken to the tree. He was shocked. He was amazed. He was stunned. Wouldn't you be? Well, I'm stunned. He told the tree that you're not going to have life anymore, and the tree didn't have any more life. And then Jesus answered before they could ask the question. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Extremely powerful. And if we take a look at that statement or that pronunciation over that situation, what Jesus made in that moment, he said, have the God kind of faith. He was teaching, beginning to teach them kingdom principles, to tell them who and what was on the inside of them that they had never begun to tap into. For the most part, they were good guys, good Hebrew guys. They were doing what Hebrew guys do. But they had not tapped into the maker, the creator of all life, the way the Father wanted them to. So he tells them, you've got the God kind of faith resident on the inside of you. And what they had just experienced was a demonstration of that faith, the ability to speak and cause changes around them. He said in verse 23 of Mark chapter 11, for verily, and the word verily means surely, 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 certainly, I say to you that whosoever, that's you soever, me soever, we soever, shall say to mountains to be removed and be cast into the sea, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you do what? Which you say will come to pass. You will have whatsoever you say. Believe that those things which you say will come to pass. You will have whatsoever you say. You see how Jesus takes this situation and he makes it a teachable moment for his disciples, his followers, his seeds that he was going to sow into the earth that they may increase and multiply. He wanted them to have a sure foundation and spiritual principles in the kingdom of God. So he's telling them, you've got the same power resident on the inside of you to speak worlds into existence. I know that there are so many books written about the power of the tongue and Think and Grow Rich and all of these books. They're awesome books. And you've heard me say this before, but they're built around biblical principles. These things are not new. They are actually very aged because they come from biblical principles. We can have whatsoever we say. Now, I want you to understand this. Having whatsoever we say is not just limited to having good things we say. We also have the ability to have the other negative, bad things we say. Whatever we lend our tongue to, we have lent it to our creative ability to produce results. So whatever the results are that we're having in our everyday waking, walking, talking lives, we have been habitually speaking those things into existence. You see, our words are extremely powerful. Just as Jesus spoke to that fig tree and said, no man shall eat of thee from henceforth, now and forever, and it surely came to pass. When we put our words to something, we are actually putting a prayer to it. We are actually giving birth to it. And when it gives birth, when we give birth to it, many times, what happens, we do not like the results of our own words. We do not like what we have created. We do not like the circumstances and situations that we have given birth to in our own lives, because whatsoever seed we sow, there's a harvest to be reaped behind it. And if we don't like the harvest, we must change the seeds that we are sowing. In verse 24 of this chapter, Mark 11, chapter 20, verse 24, he says, therefore, I say to you, what things soever you desire, whatsoever you desire. Now, I'm reading from the King James Version, so it's a little bit of this Elizabethan, and I really don't like that, but I'm reading from that today because I want you to hear it from the ancient text, as ancient as I have it right now. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you, ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So he's saying to them about speaking whatever you say it. And then he follows with whatsoever things you desire when you pray. So he is tying in our speaking words, what we say to what we pray. So he's making them one, that whenever we open our mouths, Lord God, whenever you think about this, I mean, really, you have to govern what we say. We have to govern what we say. Take heed to what we say, right? So when you think about what's coming out of your mouth being a prayer, woo, you're stopped saying some things you say. We will govern our words, right? He said, when you stand, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Why? Because what you're speaking is what you're really believing. Oh, I didn't mean that. Well, if you don't mean that, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks or continues to speak, continues to voice. Saith is a continuation word. Continue to speaketh is a continuation. What we habitually do, we habitually have. What is that in your heart that's causing the manifestation in your body, in your finances, in your relationships? Whatsoever you're speaking, you are praying. Oh boy. That's where we began to develop the attitude of faith in our own words. We have the belief that certain things are true. Therefore, we speak them. That is where our faith is. And when we have faith in something, we are the ones that are bringing it to pass. I know we've been taught you have faith and God will do it. No, you have faith, you are giving birth to it from within. Jesus said this in verse 25. He said, when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that means if you got something in your heart against someone else, he said, you have to forgive, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you of your trespasses. And if you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven. In verse 26, look at what he did. What you're saying, you're praying. And your prayers are only fruitful for good if you have a clear heart. If there's nothing in your heart against anyone about anything, that includes Donald Trump, that includes Republicans, that includes Democrats, that includes the preacher, the Pope, the business, that includes your boss, your employees, there has to be a free flow, a spring, a well of water, a refreshing spring that's coming out of your mouth so that you will be free to be free, to speak worlds into existence that you want. You know, we talked about this in another teaching about the corrupt tree bringing forth a corrupt fruit. And I believe that's what's hanging on your tree. Legacy, what's that hanging on your tree? But we talked about that. Out of corruption will breed corruption. Out of purity and joy and love, that's what we give birth to. So when we're walking in faith, we're walking in the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith will be able to say it is good. Just like in the book of Genesis, the Bible says, in the beginning, God, the original text says, in the beginning, Elohim, which is a plural, it's plural representation of the gods, the many gods, created the heavens, plural again, and the earth. That's why there are many universes, not just one. So when you speak to the universe, you're still putting God in a box because there are many universes, right? So in the beginning, God spoke, and then there was, and then God said, this is good. So he wants us to speak from a place of goodness, speak from a place of peace, and forgiveness is such a wonderful tool that he has given us through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have this grace to be able to forgive people, to forgive ourselves, and to forgive so much that we do what God did. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He forgave us, and we're able to forgive through him. So as we learn to do these things, we'll see that our faith will bring forth beautiful harvests all the way around. And we will stop struggling to try to have peace. We'll stop struggling to love. We'll no longer struggle to forgive people, because we'll have this beautiful faith of God flowing through us, cleansing us, purifying us, keeping us in a safe space with Him, because we are walking in this forgiveness, and we're walking in this love. We are walking in this faith. So as they continued to move forward, Jesus was teaching them all about, teaching the disciples all about the kingdom of heaven. But the teaching on faith did not stop there. He had so much more to share with them, because really, they were novices to the kingdom of God. They understood Jewish law. They were Hebrews. They were raised to understand the law to an extent, the law as it was then interpreted by man as it is today. So they knew about the law, but they did not know about this kingdom of God that Jesus was revealing to them and teaching them how to have this faith of God that could move mountains. This mountain moving faith. And I don't know what the mountains may be in your life today that you need faith activated now in your life. What situation or circumstance that you want to speak to and cause it to be moved out of your way? The Father is saying to you, my friend, you have the capacity of, you have the ability of God to move that thing into oblivion, to cause it to dissipate, to cause it to be no more, because He is on the inside of you, and He's able to take what you bring to Him and transform it into this beautiful life that you can move mountains, not only in your life, but in the lives of those around you. I've got more to say about this faith thing, this new or old, that is it historical, or is it something we can use today? Has it passed away that we can have this God kind of faith today to move mountains?
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep, but it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
Now faith, in Hebrews 11, now faith. These are the first two words we see. Now faith. Now faith is present tense, now and is. Now faith is. We talked about what Jesus said in Mark 11 and 22, 23, 24. We talked about those verses to give us a foundation for what we're about to take you to and through now. That this mountain-moving faith is not something that has passed away. It is not something that was just for the sages of the ages. And listen closely to what I'm about to tell you. It is not just for God. It is not just for God. This mountain moving faith is for everyone. but not everyone is tapped into it. Oh, we've got faith. We've got faith to cause some horrible things to happen in our lives. We got faith to believe the doctor's reports. We've got faith to believe that the world is going to hell in a handbasket. We've got faith to believe that nothing is ever going to be good again. We've got faith for all of that because we continue to talk about it and we continue to give birth to those things over and over and over again. And then we complain about them and then we complain about them again, but we could keep talking about them. We tell our friends about it. We write about it. We sing songs about it. We cry in the, you know, we do all these things and we're giving birth to these things that we don't want. Oh, I'm here today to tell you we no longer have to give birth to the things that we don't want. We can give birth to the things that we do want by having mountain moving faith, this God kind of faith that will reshape the planet. Yes, indeed it will. I can march on Washington. I can vote Democrat or Republican. I can be a liberal conservative. I can be this or be that. But let me tell you, at the end of the day, you'll be like a hamster on the wheel going nowhere fast. What changes the planet, what's going to change us is from the inside out. It is the inner work that changes the outer manifestations. It's true. It's just true. But those are the things that require the greatest work. You know that? It's easy to play with the children in the sandbox and everybody's sharing toys. And then if you get angry, give me my toy. No, take my toy. And, you know, and then finally you just resign. Everybody has a toy. So it's easy to get in the sandbox. But the work, the real work, is done on the inside, where you want to reach people from the inside out so that they can begin to be empowered enough and change the world from the inside out. Because the kingdom of God is within us. And that's my journey. That's my calling. That's my mission, to help as many people as I possibly can to work from the inside out. Get in the house. Let's go to work, children. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Have faith in God. Have faith in God, this evidence of things not seen. Now faith, the present moment, being in the moment, understanding that what I have is right now, and I can trust God for my now. I can trust God in this present moment because as long as I have right now, that's my focus. I have this now, this present moment, and you and I can grow up in this place of living in the now rather than trying to reach back or living in the future. That doesn't work, does it? That's where stress comes in. Or reaching forth to the future, trying to figure it out, more stress. But the now, when you calmly pause and think about it, take a deep breath, you realize the present moment is all you have, and you got breath for this moment, and this is where faith resides. And since faith resides in the present moment, the present moment, it is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Can you believe in this moment that God is with you, that God has your best interest at heart, that God is working things out for you and wanting you to sit at his feet and be taught the things of God so that you can grow and that you can be all that he's called you to be? I believe that. I believe that. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. These were what this faith is what the ancients lived by. And they obtained a good report. They saw clearly where they were going, because they were living from their God faith, not from something that they learned from the outside, but from their God faith. Listen to verse 3, and this is Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the 3rd verse now. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Through faith, the worlds were framed by the word of God. Back to Mark 11, 22. Have the God kind of faith. And in St. John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and there was not anything made that wasn't made by God. So all things come of him. So the worlds were framed by the Word of God. And since we have the access to this God kind of faith, we reframe this world by our words. Isn't that powerful? We reframe our world by our words. Remember, our words, our prayers, our thoughts, our prayers. And as we begin to reframe our world, we in turn affect the worlds of those that are related to us, whether it's family, community, our world. We begin to shift the consciousness. We don't shift the consciousness through creating new laws. That's not where it is. All laws do is give way to more laws to be created. That's all they ever do. The answer is not in politics. The answer lies in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That will never change. You can't age it out. You can't do anything to make it go away. It will be here for all eternity. The worlds were framed by the word of God. So it's to our benefit to know what God is speaking so that we can speak the same thing, not anything differently. It doesn't mean that I have to speak Elizabethan in order to be a great woman of faith, a person of faith. No, that would never work. Then I won't make it. But it does mean that I need to be in tune with the Father's heart to know which way God wants this to go, which way the Lord wants the conversation to go, which way the Lord wants his people to go, so that we would have this relationship that will keep on giving and keep on building us up and keep on encouraging us and keep on strengthening us so that we can strengthen others. Because when we are strengthened, we strengthen others. So the worlds are framed. I know I can't get off of that because that's so powerful. Through faith, the world, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And so what you see wasn't made of what you see. It's what you don't see that made what you do see. Don't ask me to repeat it. Just rewind. What you see was not made of things you see. It was made of things you do not see. So the power of faith is that we have the ability to create that's seen from the unseen. So where then should we be walking? We should be walking in the Spirit so that we can give birth to those things that are physical, and then they will be beneficial to all of humanity. It's been done time and time and time again. There's so many wonderful things that have been invented, created, and made. But they did not begin with the tangible, with the physical. They began in the invisible. They began with a thought. They began with someone sitting down and having a dream or a vision and putting it into print, building an idea. As an architect will begin to build a complex. There's the drawings, and then there's the model and the discussions and the meetings and the time that's spent in order to lay it out clearly so that everyone will know which way to go. So it begins from the inside. It doesn't begin from the outside. It all began with a thought. Ladies and gentlemen, that's faith. You see, you didn't know that you had faith, but you do. What is it that you've done? I mean, every day you're doing something. You are seeing the end from the beginning, always in different things. Maybe it's you're getting up out of bed in the morning and you decide what you're going to wear that day. You've already exercised your faith. You've already put it into motion. And then you go in, you pull out the red suit, the blue suit, whatever. You pull it on, you put it on, and then you look in the mirror. You look like what you look like in your mind before you ever got out of bed. You have just put faith into action. Yes, yes, and yes. It's not this great big thing that we think it is. It is the now moment, the everyday waking, walking, talking moments of faith that will cause us to grow and get stronger. Just recognize that's what's going on. The issue is, it's not that it's not available and not operating in our lives. Is that it's just that we haven't recognized it before. We haven't seen it as faith. We thought it was, it's just me doing my thing. No, that's your faith at work. It's the God kind of faith. You are speaking and thinking and seeing worlds into existence all the time. Just getting dressed, or what you're going to eat for breakfast, or where you're going to go for lunch, your calendar, your appointments, your appointment calendar, your agenda for the day. That's faith in action. You see it and you know, you're seeing yourself go through these meetings, go through this process. This is now faith at work. And as you recognize that that's what's going on in every appointment, in every meeting, your agenda, as you are leaning and relying and depending upon God to lead you, to guide you, to direct you, this is faith in action. Where do you think these ideas are coming from? You think no. These good ideas that you're having, they're coming from God. These great ideas that are changing lives, they're coming from God. This network, I certainly believe, is coming from God and opening the doors to give people, many people, opportunities to make a difference around the world. You listening today is a divine appointment. It took faith for you to open your heart to receive a message from God. That's something, a little takeaway. From the message, that it can empower you to get you to the next level on your journey. As we go through Hebrews 11 here, and I'm not going to read the entire chapter. It is long. It is a long chapter. But what I want you to see is that there are people here in this book there were people just like us. They just lived in a different era. They were in a different time, and they operated from a different space, but a different place, but still they were human beings. And they exercised faith in their everyday waking, walking, talking life. That's what they did. They exercised faith. They believed God, and they just operated from that belief that they had in God. It said that Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And we know that Abel and Cain in the book of Genesis, they were the seeds of Adam and Eve. And that by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. He offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And Cain was jealous of him, so he killed his own brother. There was the first murder that's recorded, that he killed his own brother. But because Abel was a righteous man walking in faith with God, though his blood cried out unto God. And it said, Enoch, he walked with God. He was and he was not, because God took him. He developed this relationship with God that he was so close to God that there was no point in him dying. He just passed from life to life. And that's what God wants us to do. He trusted God, believed in God. He put his entire life in the hands of God. And so nothing in this world mattered to him. Enoch saw exactly what the most important thing was to God. In verse 6 of Hebrews 11, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligence is a word that doesn't give up, cave in, and quit kind of seeking. It is what Jesus describes in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added to you. So make God the priority, and everything else will be attracted to that priority. You believe that? You believe that? It is true. When you focus in on the one who created you, the one who made you, the one who loves you more than mama, daddy, or anyone else, he will meet you at that point. And he says that it's impossible to please God without faith. And I know many people feel condemned that, well, I don't think I have enough faith. God didn't give me that level of faith. I feel all these other emotions. I'm not sure if I have. Yes, you do. I'm not sure if I have enough faith. Yes, you do have enough faith. You have faith because to every one of us is given the measure of faith. To everyone is given the ability to access the God kind of faith. Remember, you are created in God's image, and there is nothing in you that's lacking. You didn't come behind in anything. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are beautiful all by yourself. Dear heart, you have what it takes to master your own destiny, your own purpose. God has put it on the inside of you. You are not the way you've been treated. You are not what you've been. You are not the thing that you have gone through. You are bigger than that, greater than that, and you are so much more stronger than you've ever realized. You do have now faith. You have the now faith to move whatever that is that's taunting you, that's harassing you, that's bullying you out of your way. Open your mouth and begin to speak a word over your own life and declare a decree of success and prosperity and health and wealth to your household and to your children and your children's children for generations to come. There is nothing impossible with God.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. The 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
The faith to move mountains, the faith to frame worlds, to cause worlds to come into existence. I often say this, if you don't like what you have, change what you say, because it is creating our world. We are creating our world, and our faith is always at work. We need to change how it's working for us. And if we don't like what we've been producing, we are in the driver's seat and we can change the product anytime. All we have to do is go back to the source, go to the manufacturer, go back to the source of all life. And God will empower us. All we have to do is ask to receive, and he will do it. It's not difficult. And I know religion has made it difficult for a lot of people to access truth. It's true. But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is easy. All you have to do is just ask him. If you feel like your faith is weak and you don't have even the desire to even build a relationship with the Lord right now, just say, God, help me with the no desire. Help me with my relationship with you. I don't know how to build a relationship with someone I can't see and I can't feel, and I don't know anything about the Bible. I don't know any of these things, but all you got to do is just ask. Just ask. You don't have to know Genesis to Revelations and know all the maps in the Bible, or the Greek, the Hebrew, the Septuagint, and the Homiletics. You don't have to understand those things, but what you do want to do for yourself. You don't even need to do this, but if you do want to do this for yourself, tap in to him who lives right here. He's right there with you, wherever you are. Today, this now faith, not just for the sages of the ages or for people who are in the pulpit or people who have gone to Bible school or seminary school, or it's for everyone. God is for everyone. Jesus died for the entire world. That's all inclusive, ladies and gentlemen. He did not leave anyone out, not even the thief on the cross. He did not leave anyone out. That's how huge love is. That's why our little finite brain has difficulty wrapping around this awesome love that he is. That he's graced us with a God kind of faith to move mountains. What mountains in your life do you need him to move today? What is it standing in your way that's trying to block you from fulfilling your destiny and your purpose? Open your mouth and begin to speak to it. Don't wait for the next Congress to meet to pass a law that's going to make your life better. And forget about it. Nah, forget about it. You can make your life better. He's given you the power to tread upon serpents, scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy. And no thing shall by any means hurt us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hello. The last passage of scripture I want to share with us today here on Intentional. Thank you so much for staying with us and listening today. It's from the book of James, one of my favorite books in the New Testament. I just like it. It's just such a sweet book. In James, the first chapter and the second verse, he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." Temptations. I'm glad he says temptations because there's so many. "Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete," or entire, "lacking nothing." So when faith has finished its work, you'll find yourself without lack. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not lack. You'll find yourself living a fulfilled life, a whole life. So he says, let patience have a perfect work. There are things that we've got to pass through and things that have to pass through us. It doesn't mean that sickness won't attack your body. I don't care how well you eat and how much you exercise. It doesn't mean that sickness won't come. It doesn't mean that death won't come. It doesn't mean any of those things. But it means that when you do go through trials, just know that he is there with you. He's taking us through. We will be okay. The confidence that we have is that I know, yeah, this thing is going on in my life, but I know God's faith is at work and his faithfulness is at work. And not only is he in the fire with me, he's there on the other side. He's the one who's carrying me through it. Remember the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace? They were there in the heat. They were there in the fire. They were really there. Someone may say, well, that's a fairy tale. Well, it's a good one. They were in the fire. And in the fire, the Bible says when the king looked inside, he counted, he put three of them in, and then he counted 1, 2, 3, 4. Uh-oh. The three gave birth to a fourth man. And the fourth man looked like the Son of God. How did he know that? I don't know, but except that when you see Jesus, you know who he is. Nobody has to introduce you to him. When you meet him, you will know who he is. So the king knew who he was. He saw the fourth man in the fire. He knew that it was the Son of God. He said, let these boys out. They can't even get it caught on fire. They came out and their clothes weren't even singed. They did not smell like smoke after being in such a fiery furnace. So even when we go through the fire, just know he's the fourth man. And maybe he's your second man. Maybe he's the third man for you. Whatever it is that you're going through today, he is the one who's in it with you. You say, well, why don't he just get me out of it? We'll both be out of it. Jesus will be cool. I'll be cool. Nobody will be on fire here. We'll all be good. Listen, we just said, let patience have her perfect work, that you can be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Everybody who's ever accomplished anything great in this world, I'm a bit excited. Let me calm down. Everybody who has ever done anything worth doing in this world or worth leaving a legacy and a footprint, they went through hell to get some keys. They went through fire. They went through trials. They went through storms. And anybody said their life has always been great, they are lying to you, because we all go through something. So he says, let patience have a perfect work, that you can be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. You can be complete. After it's all said and done, you've got the tools that you needed to go to the next level. I believe this way, that any storm you go through, any fire you go through, ladies and gentlemen, you're gaining access to the next level. You're gaining access to even greater things. And so now you've got the tools that's necessary to forge through whatever it is that you've got to forge through that lies ahead. You see, God already knows the end from the beginning. He already knows what's going to happen in our future. So he prepares us for our tomorrows in our today. Now faith is trusting God that whatever is going on in my life right now, that he has my future in the palm of his hand, and it is all good. Amen. No matter what it looks like, it's all good. Wow. But let him ask in faith. In verse 5, let me back up a bit here. In James 1, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. Just ask and you will receive, right? But let him ask in faith. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, translated, paraphrased, here we go. Ask God for what you want. And be persistent, diligent. Seek after him for it. Without wavering, know that what God promised, he will bring it to pass. And he says that if you're inconsistent, your faith is not able to follow. I mean, one day you're over here, you have the shiny object syndrome, right? One day you're shining, following this thing, and one day you're over there, and you're just clicking, clicking, clicking. I use that term because that's where most people are. Click, 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 the mouse, all over the place, no going nowhere fast, all over the map, all over the internet, all over YouTube, all over everything, trying to find answers when God has put it right in front of you, right here. Yeah, on America Out Loud. He's put it right here. And I don't mean just intentional. I mean all of the other shows and all of the other people and all of the other hosts and so much that's going on here. There's so much information, and I'm not limiting you to this, but I'm saying that sometimes you just got to streamline your own life. Just decide, wait a minute, if I'm getting good, solid teaching here, and I'm growing, and I'm doing what I need to do, and my life is mobilized, then that's where I need to be. Why keep starting and stopping, starting and stopping? Listen, I am the queen of yo-yo. I know what it means to yo-yo, yo-yo, yo-yo diet, yo-yo here, yo-yo there. And when you find where you fit, when you find your fit, you stay in that place, and you watch your faith begin to grow, and things begin to happen, and God begins to open doors for you, and life begins to take on a new dimension, unlike anything that you've ever seen before. Because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, faith cannot operate in stagnation or it cannot operate in confusion and fear and all of those places. You're just there. You're just drifting from one day to the next. I mean, the level of faith that really does move mountains. The faith that I spoke of earlier, the faith to get dressed, the faith to feed yourself, the faith to drive yourself down to the office or whatever that is for you. But the level of faith to move mountains that you can trust God to do what he promised that he would do, and trust him with your destiny and your purpose. and help him, let him help you create a mark in this world that can never be erased. Isn't that what we all want? Or else what's the point of being here? Just so somebody can see our pretty face or, you know? No, we each have a divine appointment here, ladies and gentlemen. And now faith will help you arrive there safely. Trust in God with your life. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. Yeah, recognize him. Honor him. Respect him in all of your ways. Consult with him. Let him be your mentor. Let him be your coach. I promise you, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, yes, and yes. We do life coaching. I do life coaching, but I'm telling you, if I don't get it from him, I can't deliver. I can't deliver anything. I don't know. I can't go in my own finite understanding of things or what somebody else's interpretation. It is divine relationship. Aren't you glad that you can get answers from God for yourself and for your own life? And that you can team up with people like us here, right here, or we, us right here, me, unintentional, and those who support and just pray with me during this time. I know you're there and I thank you for it. That you can team up with us and send us your prayer request over at drfaye@americaoutloud.com. That's DRFAYE @americaoutloud.com. Send us your prayer requests, your show ideas, even for our other show, The Energy Bar, that airs every day at 11 a.m. And then here on the Faith-Based Out Loud, Intentional, at 11 a.m. here on Sundays. Send us your prayer requests because we really do want to pray with you. And we'll pray with you right here on the air. And I'm going to pray here with you today because I really and truly, in my heart of hearts, would like to see us grow up and begin to have this relationship with God and make Jesus Christ the focal point. It's not about all these things we think are so important. We spend so much energy on unimportant issues. And the important thing is to make Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, the Savior of our life, because that's what he came and died and was resurrected and reign now to do, to be the Savior of the world, of your world, of you and your world. And he has not changed that agenda, and he never will. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for giving us the opportunity to present the gospel of Jesus Christ right here on this radio broadcast. I ask in Jesus' name that you will just impregnate the hearts and minds of people with the idea of faith to move mountains. Not faith that's passed away, but faith that is available today to access in the hearts and minds of the believer. And even for those who don't believe, may they believe because you reveal your goodness to them. I ask now for those who don't know you to come to know you. Lord, that they will repent, just turn around and say, Father, forgive me. I want to be your son. I want to be your daughter. I want to be your child, and I want greater understanding of scripture and your ways and your will. I ask in Jesus' name, Father God, that you will begin to allow your anointing that to penetrate boundaries, to go into geographical locations that my feet have not traveled, and go into those areas through this radio broadcast and begin to revolutionize the lives of men and women everywhere. Lord, I thank you for healing wounds and binding broken hearts, setting captives free, and giving us hope again in what seems like a hopeless situation in a hopeless world. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. If this ministry is a blessing to you, and I know that it is, and this Faith-Based Out Loud broadcast, I want you to go to our network page right now at AmericaOutloud/Dr. Faye, AmericaOutloud.com/Dr. Faye. There's a donate button there that you are so welcome to make a donation. A generous donation, if you will, please, to this network, to intentional. We are a 501(c). We're backed by a 501(c) organization. So your tax deductible donation is appreciated right here. Did you know that? That is tax deductible. So you know it now. So start clicking on that button to donate. And yeah, definitely. And also, don't forget to join us for the encore at 4 o'clock. Share it with some friends across social media. They'll be thankful. They'll be grateful to you for doing so. Love people enough to not want to leave them as they are. Move them into a higher place of being. They're waiting for change, and you just have answers for them. So be open to evangelize the love. Share it everywhere across social media. Don't forget to go to iTunes, download the app, and review us. Yeah, do that for us. Click on liking, review, and sharing. Do what you do in social media. Let's take it over for the kingdom of God and for goodness sake. And that goodness sake that's being certainly being magnified here at AmericaOutLoud.com. Don't forget to join us for our co-hosting program, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow by Nozzle, the Not So News radio show with Malcolm and Company. It is so cool. It's such a cool broadcast. And I hope you listen to Viewpoint right before Intentional here every Sunday. That's all for now. I'm Dr. Faye. Kisses and hugs. Love around the world. Until next time, don't forget to share.